This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza after expanding their ground offensive to its second-largest city, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory it's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several Palestinians were killed and several others injured on Wednesday in an Israeli bombardment of a house in Rafah, a city in Gaza's far south near the border with Egypt, according to Palestinian medical sources. Reuters footage showed several bodies and injured people, one man with both legs cut off below his knees being carried away from the scene as people searched through rubble with their bare hands. The building was on fire following the strike and the side of the structure completely destroyed. Officials in Nigeria say at least 85 civilians were killed when a military drone mistakenly targeted a religious gathering in the country's northwest. At least 66 people were injured in the attack Sunday in Kaduna State. Nigeria's army chief visited the affected village Tuesday and apologized for the strike that he said killed innocent civilians based on a wrong analysis. The president has ordered an investigation into the latest of a series of failed aerial